Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, queens and kings. Welcome to Sunday Psychic Reading with your girl, Linus. Here on the Essence of Success Radio Network, I'm so glad you are joining and supporting the show today. October skies this month, I want you to take note on the 8th, which we passed last Monday, was a new moon, and the 24th is a full moon. And just a note for for your Mercury retrograde is coming up, but not till next month, and it starts November 17th to December 6th. So mark your calendars, that's 11-17 to 12-6. Since it's going into the fall, hopefully Nina will join us on some Sundays now. Don't forget we are here also every Monday night at 6 p.m. Now that it is autumn, we're wondering what is around the corner in your lives, career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, or maybe you're even moving. I cover it all with my pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. I will give you the answers to the best of my ability. What you do with the information is up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 to 7 every day, 11 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. at night. And if you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe and donate. We really appreciate that. It's much appreciated. And if you have any messages for us, send them to us at the website. On the main page, just scroll all the way down and you'll see the message box. The Essence of Success Network show phone is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And don't forget to push 1 when you call in because that puts you in the queue. Okay, thank you. And the chat room is open. I don't know if Heather or Anna's going to show up today, but the chat room is open to anyone that wants to go in there. That's fine. So I hope you guys have had a pretty good week. I do want to tell you this. If you get a chance this week, I shouldn't say this week because it'll be changed by tomorrow. I should say today. My music show, Friday Traffic Jams, I did an excellent show. Yep, I can brag about it. Boom, pop my collar. But anyway, if you get a chance, go in there and listen to it. You might be jumping all over the place. Okay, well, as always, you know we do prayers. But you know what? Before we do prayers, let's get birthdays out the way because it's a lot of them. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Walker. Happy birthday to Danielle England. Oh, Danielle, I hope you and your husband Kip have a beautiful day today. They have the cutest little redhead boy. Oh, my God, he's just really precious. Happy birthday to John Wheeler. Happy birthday to Mr. Joseph Jackson. Happy birthday to Eddie Folsom. Coming up on Monday, we've got my cousin Marie Jackson. Happy birthday, Marie. Oh, Marie Haynes, excuse me. Happy birthday to you, cuz. Happy birthday to Mr. Lee Gaylord, who's turning 74. God bless you, sir. Happy birthday to Anthony Williams. Coming up, my girlfriend Monica Weddington out of Memphis, Tennessee. Happy birthday, young lady. And happy birthday to my godbrother, Ephraim, in Texas. I don't know why you say you turning 25. You know you in your 40s. You ought to quit it. But anyway, happy birthday, Ephraim. And happy birthday to Mr. William Hobson, and old schoolmate from Garfield High School. Happy birthday to Ramiro Arroyo, and happy birthday, Tina Caldwell. How's it going back there in Chi-Town, young lady? And happy birthday to my nephew, Mark Anthony Torres. All right. I told y'all I had a lot of them. I tell you, I guess October must have really been a cold, I mean, before for all these births. My tongue is tied up. Help me, somebody. Okay, so now we'll do the prayers. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our wills be done. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. We release all karmic density from our past, our present lives, and our future lives to come. And we release all karmic density from the earth, moon, and sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Now I'm going to do this financial prayer. I tell you, y'all, it's on the website, and it's under prayer. No, you got to go on the blog. I'm sorry, I think I put it on the blog. It's not in the prayer thing. But anyway, at the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, go to blog news, scroll down, and you'll see this prayer. Make it happen here and now, in this timeline. Something great is about to happen for all of us. The vibrations and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher beings give us financial abundance in all ways. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Hello. Energies, vibrations, and dimensions are opening everywhere right now. Thank you. So be it. Our wills be done. Okay, and we're ready to go. But anyway, that prayer has been blessing. I've been getting quite a bit of feedback. I feel good, yeah, from people, you know, bills were waived or they got money unexpectedly that they, didn't know. So the prayer works. That's why it's in capital letters, manifest a sign within 24 hours. So when you do the prayer, now don't look like, okay, I'm going to win the lottery this week. No. But whatever that you may be having problems in finances, it's going to help you one way or the other. But don't look at it like that. Not to say, you know, pray for that. Winning the lottery, there's nothing wrong with that. God bless you. But I'm just saying in all, when it blesses you, it will be what you need for financial assistance. Okay, well, I'm ready to get started. Like I said, it's my pleasure and my honor to answer questions for y'all. And also, if no one's told you today that they love you, well, we do. Me and Miss Nina, even if she's not here, she still loves you. And I want to welcome 954-201-347-229 and 770 to the show. Okay, so we're going to begin now. Our first call is area code 954. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Who is this?
My name is Sharon. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing terrific. Sharon, and yourself?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. What can I answer for you today, young lady?
I just wanted to know, in the next couple of months, do you see any significant changes or anything that I should be aware of?
Wow, right away. I usually ask you to be more specific, but right away the angel said, you be careful, you're going to get a bad cold.
Oh.
It's going to seem like the flu, but it's not the flu. It's just a really bad cold. But they're just saying, be careful. You know, have your gloves on. It's getting colder. Have your gloves on or maybe a little hat on your head, just, you know, so you don't get sick. But that was the first thing they said, a bad cold. let's see, what else? Well, you're a spiritual being, aren't you?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Are.
Very much so.
Yeah, I'm picking it up. That's why I said, oh, okay, the angels are telling me that you're very spiritual, which is good. That's good. You got love for this world like we do, but you know, I told somebody the other day, I said, I think I'm going to need some knee pads to get off my knees praying. Jeez.
I know.
Yeah, okay. let's see, what else, angels? Who's this man, Nick? They said Nick is coming back. Who's Nick? Is
Nick?
That a past love or boyfriend?
Mm.
Nick,
no.
Or maybe it could be Nick. Nicholas, but they're telling me Nick, but, you know, it could be Nicholas or, you know, something like that. But they're telling me Nick, but he said he's coming back. Is there a man that you dated that had a name similar to that, Sharon, to Nick?
Nick? Rick? You know what? I'd have to think on that one. I don't know.
Okay, you're going to see this man right before Thanksgiving. They're not telling me where, but they said you're going to see him. You know him, and he knows you. In fact, they're telling me right now that there could be a love connection. I don't know.
Oh.
It's like he went away. I think you both had different lives. You know, like you know each other, but you had
mm-hmm.
different lives. So as far as getting
mm-hmm.
together, like a love relationship, it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But he remembers you, and when you see him, you'll remember him. Now, maybe Nick is a play name, you know, maybe the guys
mm-hmm.
or whatever calling Nick.
Call him that, right, a nickname.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. But he's going to want to rekindle, but this time as a relationship, not as friends.
Mm.
That's what they're telling me, yeah. He wants a relationship with you. So that's something good to look for, and it's right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I see him walking toward you. That's why I said he's coming back. When I see that, that means he was at one time around you for whatever reason, but now he's coming back for you.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay, what else, Angels? Money's going to get better. Well,
oh,
hallelujah, thank you, God.
Oh, yes. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So money's going to be better for you. Yeah, that's always good. Do you have a child that's troubled or a niece? When I say trouble, I mean she's an adult, but she's going through some challenges right now in her life.
I guess, well, it could be my daughter or my son. I don't know, whichever one.
No. It's the daughter then.
Oh,
that's
a daughter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's
but
female.
They're telling me she's going through some challenges right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mom, please be patient. That's what the angels
mm-hmm.
are saying. Mom, please be patient. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not going to say anything, and you don't have to say anything, but you know. So, just be patient.
Mm-hmm.
I know patience
mm-hmm.
is a virtue, but, you know, when we have these babies, they're with us till we die.
You better believe that. You better believe it. You're so right. Then we become their babies.
Yes. I'll tell you a quick something. My grandmother used to tell us that in your life, you're twice a child and once an adult. So when she
mm-hmm.
said that, I didn't understand. I was like, twice a child? Nope, I was a child. Now I'm an adult and I'm grown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
mm-hmm.
when you get older as elderly, when you get into your 70s, 80s, and 90s, because
mm-hmm.
then you're depending on your children. So now
to help
you're the
you,
child,
right?
And you're looking at
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see it then. You know, well, you get older, you get experience, and boom, boom, ring the
right.
gong. But,
well, that's why
that.
They say youth is wasted on the young, because if we knew now, if we knew then what we know now, right?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, I agree. So, yeah. Let's see. Yep, that's about it. Your daughter will be smooth sailing. Whatever she's going through, they just said the last week of November, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth sailing. I see her on a boat. Now, I'm not saying she's going out on a boat, but that's what they're showing me, her on a boat with the
mm-hmm.
sails. And she's just like, you know, kind of tinkering around the bay.
Coasting.
You know? Yeah. But it's good. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're on a boat, the water is spiritual anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're saying let her know, last week of November, just hang on. It is going not only
right.
be better, but I guess it'll be gone out of her life. So, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
and God,
you're most welcome. Now, Sharon,
and many
you
blessings.
Call me back, spiritual sister.
I certainly will. I certainly will. I certainly will, light worker. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, and many blessings to you. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you, too. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. All right. Next caller, area code 201. You're on there with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. I can feel that in my heart. What's wrong? I'm hurting.
Oh, nothing. I'm embarking on a new career, and I recently started studying to go for a certification, and I'm wondering how you see that going for me.
Okay, I'll get on that, but let's address the first, let's circle back. My heart is hurting right now and it's aching. Did you just separate from somebody or end a relationship?
Nope.
Okay, because my heart is hurting. But it's like a love hurt, not painting now. I'm going to have a heart attack. It's a love hurt, like somebody hurt your heart. So if it's not a relationship, maybe it's a friend or family member, I don't know, but I can feel it. Okay, so now, anyway, you want me to go to look at what, job-wise? Is that what you were saying?
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm embarking on a new career, and I recently started studying for a certification, and I'm wondering how you see that happening for me.
Okay. Certification in what? Can you just tell me?
Well,
no?
it's a new career. I just want to leave it at that.
Oh, okay. There's a little bit of darkness there initially. Now, I see in about after 2 weeks, I see light coming in. But initially, to start off, it's dark. So I don't know. Something transpires within after 2 weeks. When 10 days are gone, I see the light coming in. The sun is starting to shine. So I guess if you had doubts at the beginning, like, I don't know, whatever, maybe that was a darkness. You didn't have clarity. But 2 weeks from now, you will definitely have clarity because I see the sun coming in shining. It's like the sun is coming up in the morning. That's how I see your being. And so you're light. You're just light.
I expect to take the exam for the certification in 2 weeks. So it sounds like it's going to be a positive thing for me.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the validation, Rose. Yes, that's what it is, and you're going to pass because I see the sunshine. The sun is good.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God. Glory. That's good.
I expect in like 2 weeks I'll be done, and I'll go for the certification right away. I'm not going to waste any time because I want to get to work soon.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, ma'am. In 2 weeks, when you take your test, you're going to do good. So keep that positive. You know, keep that positive up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do well. Once you pass, pop your collar and say, I did this. Now let's do this.
I am staying positive. I feel very good about this, but I just wanted your validation, Lennis. Thank you.
Oh, you got it. You got it. Well, I'm happy for you. So you know what? Because I know you're going to pass that test. Congratulations, Rose.
Aww.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Much.
You're very welcome. Now, you have a wonderful week, young lady, and keep looking up.
I will.
It gets better.
You too.
All right. And I love you. All right.
I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with your girl Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. And be sure and push 1 so you can get into the queue. Thank you. Okay, next caller, area code 347. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I wanted to ask you, at my job, there's someone I've been getting to know, like talking to, we've been becoming like more and more cool with each other, and we joke around a lot. His name is Frank, and I was wondering if you saw any kind of like possibility between us, or if you saw him ever like asking me out or any potential there.
Okay. Ooh. The angels just told me player. Mm-mm. Okay, I'm asking about Frank. The first thing is player. There's a woman in the background. She's 5 feet tall, kind of round, but she's in the background. I see her. She's standing there in the corner looking at him, watching him. I don't know if it's his wife or a girlfriend. I'm not picking up the... No, I don't think she's a wife. But she's somebody that's real close. She's standing there and she's just watching him. She's watching him. But I feel like she has something to do with him. Does he live with somebody?
I don't know. We just work together at the same job, but I don't know much about.
Okay, because I'm being honest with you. You know, I don't lie to you guys. I shoot from the hip. It may not always be real nice, but I'm telling you the truth. Okay. I'm asking the angels, does he have a wife? But they're telling me no, but like. So that's why I'm asking, you know, like him and this lady, they live together. But because they're distant, she's standing back. So I don't know what that relationship may be. I don't know if he's on his way out or what. But it's like she's lonely and she's way back there in the corner. And she's just looking at him, just staring at him. So, friends, yeah, no problem. Friends all day long. If you want to take it to another level, he needs to be upfront and honest with you, Tamika, okay? That's all I'm saying. He needs to be honest with you. So if, you know, you guys start kicking it, you know, you don't want somebody coming behind, looking around the corner or somebody in your back going, you know. So that's what I'm saying. He needs to be honest and tell you the truth. But friends going out, dinner, whatever, yeah, you know, that's okay. There's nothing sexual or intimate there. You're friends. You're friends, male and female friends. But anything more than that, he needs to do a sit down with you and be truthful too. Don't lie to you. Be truthful.
I didn't think he was involved with anyone.
Like I said, I don't know who this woman is, but I see her clearly. So, you know, asking. Maybe they're roommates. It's not a relative, I can tell you that. It's not like a sister or a cousin or a niece or anything like that. So maybe he recently got out of that relationship, and I see her standing back there watching him like maybe he's already left. Yeah. So,
wow.
But just asking. That's all I'm asking. Just asking to be honest. But friends, I don't see any problem. There's nothing. The guy said there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Yeah, Look. I'm not trying to put the guy down. I'm just telling you the truth, what I saw and what the angel showed me. You know, and remember this, you don't shit where you eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tamika, you're too cute, girl. You're too cute. I say that to people for this reason. Sometimes people on different jobs, they do meet up, get married, have families. Works out beautifully, God bless. And then there's some get together, it becomes a problem. Now you got your position and he got his, and if things don't work out and you get mad at each other, is this going to reflect back on your job? So you got to think, is this relationship going to benefit me? You know, so just something to think about, honey. That's all. I'm not telling you to kick him to the curb, because like I said, the angel said that he as a friend, very good, no problem. So, okay, just think about what I've told you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Don't, Tamika. He ain't the only man in this world. Stop it. Do you know how many men are in this world? And you're a good-looking woman. Stop it. Be friends. If he ain't the one, that's okay. You look at it this way: if it don't work out, you say, "Thank you, God, for showing me what I don't want or need in my life." And if it does work out, then God bless. Enjoy. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation. There's nothing bad about it. If you hook up, it's good. If you don't hook up, it's still good because it shows you what you don't need.
Right.
Right? All right, right. Then. Yeah. I want to see that smile, young lady.
I guess I'm just shocked because he seems so, like, awkward and kind of, like, shy. I didn't think he was involved with anybody, but I guess he never know. So, all right, well.
Yeah, we thought that about Trump, too, and he got elected a president. Look. Mm-hmm. People thought he was this and that. Now look where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yeah. Take everything with a grain of salt, baby. Don't believe even me telling you information. Take it with a grain of salt. That's why I say, you know, it's up to y'all. I can give you the information, but it's up to you how you, you know, what you do with the information.
Right.
So, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful Sunday, and I love you, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, babe. Bye-bye. All right, next caller, area code 229. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Linus. This is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin, what's going on? My brother, what's happening? What's going on?
It's good to hear from you again. I miss you.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Hopefully Nina will be back with me on Sunday as well, too.
Oh, okay.
She's just been busy, but, yep, I'm back. Well, you know, the one, you remember, I'm Saturday night. You know, Nina Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You Monday, too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, no, we have, I was just talking about our personalities. No, we still have a show Sunday and Monday. Yes, sir, yeah. Monday at 6 p.m. Yeah, that hasn't changed. So I just meant as far as doing readings and how I pick up from the angels and the guys. I'm Saturday night. Nina, she's a little bit more diplomatic than me. That's what they told me. So
yeah.
Anyway, but how are you doing, Melvin? What's going on, my brother?
I tell you, it's been a horror for me. I may have to call back in and ask you another question, but I finally got my disability started, but I had to appeal it because I wasn't satisfied with the not receiving any back pay. So I got to mail the papers back in, and I got to go to the Social Security's office in the morning and explain to them pretty well when they could explain to me why I didn't get it, because it's something my attorney did wrong. And they trying to put it on me, but I just want to know what you see in that aspect. Do you see me getting it straightened out and receiving some back pay money?
Well, yeah, but they're not going to go back that far, I can tell you. You know, me and Nina saw this. It's not going to go back that far, yeah. But it will. They will capture maybe a year and a half of salary more. I would say one. That's what I'm seeing right now is 1.5. So to me, that's a year and a half, right? More added to whatever you're getting now, right? A year and a half salary more. So, yeah. But I don't see it going back any further. I'm sorry.
Do you see me getting a lump sum check? They normally, that's what I'm appealing it about.
Well, yeah, you should have got a lump sum before you started getting your regular checks every month.
Exactly.
You didn't get a lump sum prior to that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
The only thing they're doing, they're sending me checks in the mail, and they said that it was going to be checks like, that's what I was going to be. It sounds like that's what I was going to be getting each month, and that's not enough, you know, for me a month.
Oh, okay.
And I've been
a lot. Back.
I mean, do you
see
somebody at the Social Security office helping me out and getting me back on track? And because I got to submit these appeal papers tomorrow to my attorney. But he was rude to me on the phone, and I told him he didn't need to yell at me. So I don't want to fire him yet, but I will, because I'm so close to, you know, just I just want to know if I'm going to get back pay and how much.
You will for a year and a half more, yes, a year and a half more. I don't know if they're going to give you another lump sum. That's a good question. I'm not seeing that. But I do see an increase on your monthly check. That I see that year and a half more salary increase on your monthly check. Another lump sum, I'm not seeing that right now, Melvin. I'm being honest.
I haven't received a lump sum at all.
You received $5,000?
Huh, ma'am?
I said you received $5,000 already?
No, ma'am. I wish. I haven't received a lump sum at all, nothing.
Okay. Yeah, you should have got a lump sum before they started sending the monthly check. So you have the paperwork to turn in tomorrow. Are you seeing your SSI representative tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going down my hometown because they have closed the case out of town. So they told me to go and report everything when they can go over it with me. And once they see the record, because I've been a diabetic since 2001, but they're trying to say that I put the date was like for, I was diagnosed with when I injured my back and my knee at work. They're trying to say like 2016, and they didn't give me award me. I haven't received a award letter for back pay, and they didn't go back. They didn't put in the diabetes.
No, they wouldn't, because that's not an on-the-job injury.
No, but
they wouldn't put the diabetes on.
Yeah,
but they only look at, the state will only look at to pay you as if it was on-the-job injury, because that's what they're paying you is disability. I'm not saying that diabetes can, you know, be a disability, but they're not looking at, that didn't stop you from going to work every day.
But I do, right. But you do see getting a lump sum and an increase of what I'm getting each month, what I'm getting now, increasing that by doing an appeal?
Yes. Once I definitely want you to talk to those people tomorrow, yes, and have them explain it to you. And explain it to you until you understand it, Melvin. Don't just let them, because sometimes, you know, people are busy and they just want to, you know, say a few little things and you're okay, all right, bye. No, sit there until you understand it. If it takes 30 minutes or an hour, you know, this is your livelihood. So when you understand it for sure, I'm sorry.
No, I said exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and once you understand it, then go from there. But like I say, I see 1.5 increase, a year and a half more salary increase on your check. And the lump sum, you should have got that in September. So I don't know, but you go back and talk to him and see. And see.
Okay.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah. Okay. But as long as I get that lump sum and get an increase, I'll be satisfied.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I just want to ask you, you know, my daughter, like,
sure,
she's having surgery. I'm sorry. Thank you.
No. What? Your daughter?
Yes, the one I was telling you about, you know, with the cancer.
Yes.
She had to get a second opinion, and then she told me that they haven't talked to her yet, but she's supposed to have surgery in the morning for a hysterectomy because she has a cyst on her ovaries. So I'm thinking, like, I thought they was going to hold out until they found out about her spleen, about is there any cancer, is in her spleen. Is she going to go on with that surgery in the morning, tomorrow?
Yeah, but she needs to have that surgery. She needs to get that out. It needs to come out of her body. But you know what? Mention that to your ex-wife about her spleen, you know? Because I'm sure she's going to be up there with her, right? And you're going by to check on her, too?
Well, I won't be able to go during the surgery, but I'm going to go by later. We got hit by a big tornado.
Okay, right, because you got business in the morning. Well, Melvin, I would just check with your ex-wife and maybe just call her or text her and tell her that. Say, well, what about her spleen? Did the doctor say anything about that yet?
Yeah, but see, the thing, Ms. Lynn, is my daughter and I used to talk every day, back and forth, and text every day, talk every night. Now, she came down here yesterday and went to the park with the other kids, and I was like, why she even tell me she was here in town and why she didn't stop by my house? Because I'm like, she must be going back in her old ways, because she stepped to me like, you know, she wanted to be close to her dad and have and started renew our relationship with each other. And I gave her money, but I'm not giving her any more, but because of the fact, I think that she stepped in just for that purpose. And I texted her for the show to try to find out, you know, where is it, surgery, what hospital, what time, and when. I mean, it, all this, but I haven't heard anything. Why is she start? Is she going back in her old ways or treat me this way like she's been doing over the years? Why is she
I think she's just maybe going through some changes because of her upcoming surgery. Maybe she was nervous about that. I don't know.
But, yeah, but she hang around everybody else, Miss Nina, and I'm like, okay, she talks to me like you and I talking right now. We talk for hours and hours. She even come over and bring the kids and we eat and we to me it's like she just made a complete shift. I mean, is she mad at me about something? She
she won't talk to you or call you back?
It takes about 2 or 3 hours to respond back and then it'd be late. So I mean, you don't see anything she has any kind of animosity with me or what? I mean, you don't see any...
No, you two just need to communicate, that's all. I'm not picking
that's
up anything dire like that. You just need to communicate. You know, well, now you know she's going for surgery tomorrow, so I would try and reach her tonight. Text her or call her until you just want to know, you know, what hospital and the time or whatever, because you'd like to come up there in the evening and check on her, see how she's doing.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I feel like I'm kind of being blocked out or something. I mean, she comes way to Thomas. Yeah, she comes to Thomas now, and don't even give me a call. That's not like her. And she wants to start in a relationship. I had a little run-in with my sister, and it wasn't pretty. And I don't know why she just snapped on me when I went to her house on Friday. And I was telling her that I give her money. And it seems like since I have gotten a lawsuit, it seems like people just coming at me all kinds of ways. Why would my sister be so mad with me like that? Got so mad.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You never let people know you got money coming, number one. I don't care if it's family or friends. They'll act ugly. Not always. Some people will be happy for you and like, God bless you, Melvin. That's good. But, you know, I'm going to just tell for future don't tell people you got money coming. You do the best that you can. That's it. They don't need to know no more.
Right. But you know, she always has money, and I'm not going to give it to her because I know what she want to do with it, and it's the wrong thing to do with. She just want to get her a drink or something. But I stopped doing it. It went off on me.
Okay. Well, Melvin, I got to move on. My board is full, but get a chance. Yes. Call her or text her tonight and just say, you know, what's going on? What happened? Did I do something? If I did, I apologize. If not, talk to me. What's going on? Okay?
Okay, Ms. Neal. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'm wishing you the very best, bro. Very best. Thanks for calling, Melvin. Always good to hear from you. All right. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Welcome, Lola. Yeah, welcome, Lola, to the chat room and to the show. Welcome to the show. Okay, next caller is area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you?
Fine. Who's this?
This is T. How are you?
Oh, T. Wait a minute. T, are you the one that's in music?
Yes.
The one to produce? I got it for you. Get your. You got a pen or a piece of paper?
I could type it in my phone.
Okay. The guy's name is Derek, D-E-R-E-K.
Derek?
Derek. And then it's D-C, capital D-C, and his last name is Clark.
Clark.
Derek He's a
Clark.
Producer. Yes. Uh-huh. Derek D.C. Clark. He's a producer that has won several awards. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Several awards. Look him up. He's on LinkedIn. That's how your connection is. So go on. You know LinkedIn, LinkedIn. You know where all the business people go. Go in there, pull him up, and shoot him a message. And you're on, there, you're on your way. All right.
Okay,
now, what can I answer for you today? I'm glad you called because I was like,
yes.
Oh, God, I don't
you
have
know
a phone number
you.
To give her.
Hold on, let me write that down.
Oh.
Clark, Derek, you said Derek,
yeah,
D-C,
D-E-R-E-K, D-C, last name of Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Okay, D.C. as in dog, D, dog.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Yeah, D is in David, and C is in Clark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Derek D.C. Clark. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
no
on
problem.
Lincoln. Okay.
I was calling about my love life today, really. Love life.
Oh, okay. Anybody you see?
I'm talking to this new guy. But I just want to know what he has. His nickname is Ralph, but his real name is Ahmed. What do you get from him?
Ahmed. Okay. Is he Muslim? Excuse me. Is he Muslim?
Yeah, his family is.
Okay, because I see people praying a lot, you know, so that's why I'm asking. It's like not constantly praying, but like pray now, a couple hours later I see him praying again, a couple hours later, so that's why I asked, you know, he's Muslim. Okay. He's a nice guy, but you got to let him know only person that controls you is you.
Yeah. That's
okay.
We're running into this insecure thing, and I'm like, are you crazy? Or, like, if, you know, I don't know what his intentions are. Like, what he says he wants something real, and why are we doing things like that? But I just want to know, like, what, as far as are we compatible?
Well, the only thing I'd say, T, I mean, he's not a bad guy, so I'm not telling you to kick him to the curb. He's not bad. But it's cultural differences, kind of the way he was raised and the way you were raised. And so he looks at control and possession, like to control you and you are his possession that he can be possessive over. No. Because over here, women are very much independent.
Yeah, he.
You know, but we do want companionship and love in our lives.
Very Americanized. Like he is. You know, he's from the state, but just want to know if he's an honest, faithful, loyal person, like he always preaches that he is.
Yeah, he can be loyal.
Okay. Okay. Because he does a lot, so far since he's been in the picture.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Don't kick him to the curb. He's a good guy. I'm not picking anything negative up on him. But I see it as culture.
Crazy.
Even if he was born here, he was raised in that culture, though.
Oh,
right?
Okay. That's what he was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah,
first,
you can be. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, no, it's cool. Thank you, Lena. I was just asking, like, he's not crazy with, like, because of that possession, like, that desire to really control. Because I'm like, sometimes I'm like, let me make sure you're not crazy. Because he was hurt in a previous relationship. And he was saying,
and
how,
that's probably why he wants to be in control and be possessive. But yeah. Yeah, but he's not crazy. No.
Okay,
I'm telling you, you
got to
look
like,
at his culture. Look at,
okay.
He may be American, but look at the Muslim or wherever that his family is from.
Yeah.
You know, to help understand
his
him. Because, yeah, we could. I'm sorry?
His father is guy from Ghana, and his mother is Puerto Rican. But I think he was raised, with Muslim background from his father's side.
Mm-hmm. Because I would imagine if his mother's Puerto Rican, she's probably Catholic.
But you did, let me tell you, last time I called, you did say it was a 10 year age difference. We are 10 years apart. We are 10 years apart.
Thank you for the validation, T.
Yes. But he seemed like I'm just like, I don't know if this is so, like now because I keep pushing him away, but I do like the attention that it comes with. Like, but he does more than my previous relationship, but this is what I've been doing, getting, and I'm not sure if you can pick this up. If this is me, Lannis, when I'm with somebody, I don't know if it's my paranoia, but I feel like my ex-boyfriend is lurking, lurking around the area with me and the new guy, you know, at my house.
Hold on. That bothers me. Let me go to the angels with that.
All right, baby. Have a good one.
No. I think he was for just a minute. But no, he's not around you now. Because he sees that you're involved with this guy. Yeah.
He thinks you're
pretty much involved with this guy. So, yeah, he was at first, but he's gone now. So, no.
Okay.
You're okay. You're fine.
Because I seen the car in the area, and I'm like, what in the world? And then I'm like.
He's seeing a woman not far from you. I think she's 3 blocks away. I think she lives about 3 blocks from you.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's what I seen. No, I think that's why I always see the car over there. He must be staying over there.
Maybe. But anyway, all right, T. Well, let me get going, girl. Like I said, my board is full today. I'm going to help as many people as I can. But thank you for the validation. Yes, ma'am.
Thank
and like
you.
I said, give him a chance. Give him a chance, okay? For me. Just
okay.
Give him a chance. All right.
Okay.
If he ain't right by the 1st of November, then you can raise your hand, talk to the hand, because I don't even understand. But, you know,
okay.
Until then, give him a chance. All right, babe.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 312, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Shay.
Hi, Shay. How you doing, young lady?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to know if my love life is on the track of mending.
Oh, what's his first name? That's all I need.
Lou.
L-O-U?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's so precious. The angels are showing me, said, this time it'll be better. Evidently, you two are getting to understand, and you're communicating to understand one another. But I see pink. Pink to me is like love, happiness, goodness. You know, if you got a bouquet of pink roses or carnations, you just feel good. That's what I'm getting right now. So that's why I was like,
okay.
Oh, because the angels are showing me and my guys that, yeah, it's better this time. The second time around was better than the first. I don't think at first you two were really compatible or ready. Now, both of you at the point you can sit down and talk and communicate and slowly come together as one again. So, yeah, go for it, girl. He's for real. He's for real. He's
okay,
a little
good.
Scary. He's a little scary, a little shy, but that's okay. You can make him feel comfortable and know that, yes, if we're going to do this, then we're going to do it right this time. Yeah.
Okay,
yep,
that
yep,
one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then my
so
sweet baby.
You two will be
maybe
together.
Pink means baby. You think pink means baby?
No.
No.
That was the essence
no.
of why I was
All
asking
right.
the question, the essence of it. Yeah,
right.
They showed me pink. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't see any.
All right.
I don't see any kids yet.
Not yet. Just
Call
gotta
me back, woman.
Carrot first. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
We'll have a good relationship, and thanks for calling,
thank
Shay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Okay, All bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, next call. Area code 773. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Nancy.
This is who? I'm sorry?
See.
Nancy?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Well,
yes.
Welcome to the show, Nancy. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
Great. I'm just wondering about my career choices with what's going on with that, jobs.
Oh, okay. Are you working right now? Or?
Yes.
Oh, medical field.
Yeah.
Are you in the medical field?
No, I'm not.
Oh, God, that came up real fast. Okay.
Really? Weird.
Yeah, it came up real fast. So the field that you're in now, do you want to continue in that or what? You're looking for a change, something different or new?
I don't know. I just started a new job. I'm just wondering what it looks like.
Oh, okay. All right. There's one lady there that she just enjoys you. You two will be close.
Okay.
You'll be close friends. Job, you know, friends on the job.
Yeah.
Not personally. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the relationship could grow into personally, but she's a real neat gal. I like her. And
oh, good.
Just the way that she interacts with you is very good. There's also a gentleman, I don't know if this is your manager or your supervisor, and he's a good guy, too. He's kind of like a pushover sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting at it. He really is, yeah. It's like he may be a lion on the outside, but he's a lamb inside. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're showing me like he's a pushover. He might like, burr, but really he's like, okay. You know. It wouldn't take much to give in. The environment is good. Is
good.
Very good. They're telling me 100, 100, 100. So it's very good.
Good.
You know what? You'll be there. I see you there for 5 or 10 years. It's up to you.
Oh,
it
really?
It could be a long-term job. Yeah.
Oh. Will the pay get better?
Yeah. Not by too much. You might get an increase of like $1.50 to $2 increase.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's
but they
that'll
like
be
you.
Interesting.
Listen,
okay.
Sally Field, they like you. They really, really like you.
Well, that's good. And nothing I need to be concerned about?
No. I mean, I'm not picking it up right now. I'm picking up, like I said, the lady, she really enjoys you, working with you and a friend. And like I said, the manager or supervisor, he does too. I mean, he's not up in your face or anything all the time, but you know, he likes you as an employee. He thinks you're
okay.
good people. Yes, ma'am.
That's
so
good
you
to know.
Made a great impression.
Oh, good.
Nancy.
Well, I hope it works out somewhat or not. I'm just as long as any other news that I should be aware of overall?
No, that's it. They're telling me to tell you to enjoy your job. Enjoy the people that you work with. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will do that, and I appreciate you.
Before you go, they just told me there's an increase coming around Christmas. Now, I don't know if that's a bonus. That's what I would think, but they're just saying there is an increase for you right around Christmas.
Oh, good.
So maybe you guys are going to get bonuses. Yeah.
I hope so. Good grief, because it's crazy. Yeah, good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Nancy, for calling, and you have a wonderful week, young lady.
All right. Well, merry day to you, and have a great, great night.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller. Oh, come on. There we go. Next caller, area code 404. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Linus. This is Shanicia. Talking about an ex. His name is Jonathan. We've been separated for about a year. And, this month, it will make it a year. We never really talked about it, and we talked like a month or two, about a month ago, and he made a comment like, you know, hey, you want to move back together, but I told him no, you know, I think he needs time out, and he told me the same thing, like, do you see us rekindling or him talking back to me?
You need some space, both of you do, to grow up. I'm not trying to be mean, but you both need some space to grow up. So when you communicate with each other, it's a logical, common sense communication, not going off ghetto or screaming and hollering and all that kind of stuff. So the angels are saying that both of you need to grow up, get a little bit more maturity, come back together. At least then you can sit down and talk, you know, have a good communication, good understanding. And from there, the sky's the limit. But right now,
Does he think about me or like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does in passing. He does. Yes, he does in passing. But he needs to grow up too. You know,
right,
about some things.
Right.
In other words, I don't want the blind leading the blind. It don't go anywhere. So somebody's got to have sense. I'm thinking it's you, because you're the stronger between the two of you, but then he's also dominant as well. So both of you just need to get a little bit more experience, you know, about relationships, right? Because it ain't always about, oh, yeah, we went here, we went there, we made love last night. No, no, no. In today's world, 2018, a relationship is damn near like a business. You need to be able to communicate with the understanding and then go from there. Because I tell people, sex ain't nothing. Sex will happen. Shit, you get booty anytime. But can you sit down and hold a conversation? Can you count 1 to 10? All right now. You know I'm right, girl.
Yes.
Look for somebody else. There's another man coming up towards you. The angels are telling me right now he's a light-skinned guy. He's about 5'9 to 5'11, and he's coming towards you. So you should be meeting him before Halloween, so before the 31st, you're going to meet this light-skinned guy.
I'm going to meet him out in public, or, you know, is he going to approach me?
Yes, he's going to approach you. I think he had a party. They're saying before Halloween. Well, yeah, because Halloween's during the week this year, so I guess the 27th would be the party and weekend for Halloween. You're at a party. That's where you're meeting. Let me tell you how he's dressed. Oh, wow, this is good. Wait a minute. The angels are telling me he's dressed in that, oh, my God. I can see him in his costume. What's that commercial with the guy, Captain, there it is. That's him. There he is. There he is. Captain Jack. What's that thing? You know the commercial, honey. The guy has on the pirate hat and everything, and he comes in, and it's a certain type of liquor. Oh, God.
I think
isn't
I know
that
what
Captain?
You're talking about, but I can't.
That's the costume he's in. Me either. I can see the commercial. I can see the guy talking about it. I'm saying Captain Morgan. Thank you, what? Angels. Oh, Jesus. Captain Morgan, I think that's what it's called. But anyway, he's in that outfit that the guy's in with the pirate hat and the blouse and the pants. So you'll know when you're at the party, when you see somebody dressed in that manner, girl, go and use your womanly wiles.
Is he a great guy all around? Is he?
Well, I didn't get that deep. It's just the angel showed
me. Okay.
You know, I didn't get that deep. But, yeah, yeah. So let it be a mystery. That'll be fun. Yeah, but he's at a party, so go out on the weekend, the 27th. Yeah, go out and enjoy. And if there's a party, you know, on Halloween, Halloween's on a Wednesday. Folks got to go to work. So I'm pretty sure the 27th weekend they'll be partying. So just keep your eyes open and your antennas up.
Thank you. So
okay,
much.
Let me know. All right.
I will.
Have a
wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller is area code 917. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Nisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. My question is regarding an incident that happened at the gym, and they closed the doors, and I think that's so unfair. I want to dispute it with some help. Do you see that it's going to – do you think that's helpful, or what does the angel suggest I do?
Let it go. Just walk away.
I'm just so mad. I can't. It's so unfair. No one should be treated like that. It's not okay. If I walk away, what are they going to get out of it?
Well, the angels are just saying walk away. If you want to give them a piece of your mind, write a letter and give it to the manager or the owner. Oh, okay. Well, that's good enough, but no, they're not going to have you back. I can tell you that right now. They don't want you back.
I don't want to go back.
Not have you back.
I don't want to go back.
Good. Good.
No. It's not about that. It's about the treatment that's wrong, you know?
Yeah.
The treatment.
Oh, I understand. But, you know, some things, you know, we have to pick our battles, Lisa. And some things, sometimes it's just better to walk away and go on to something else. You know what I mean? In this instance, I would just let it go, because that's what the angels are saying. Let it go. Just let it go and go on to something else. It's not worth your dressing over it mentally or physically, you know. There's too many other things that you can think of with lovely thoughts and also feel good about. So I would look for another gym. And just, I know you are, because you're not going back.
The issue is not the gym or what. The treatment is wrong. You know, I think I should address it a little bit more, and I'll let it go soon, eventually, I hope. I mean, just it's not easy to just let it go. The treatment is so poor. It's not okay.
It's not that then. It's not the gym. If you're having a hard time letting it go, it's not just the gym. It's you. Right? What's the bottom line here, Lisa? You.
I don't like
the gym. Don't care if you're mad. Yeah. They're going to make their money, and then people are going to come and go. You ain't doing nothing to them. You're expressing how you had been treated, but that's not going to stop the operation. They're going to continue to make money. They're going to continue to have people come in. So why won't you let it go? It's serving no purpose or no benefit to you to hold on to that.
Right.
No, you're better
than
that. Come on, Lisa. You're so much better than that girl. Come on. I got you up on a pedestal. You don't have to look down. You just look up like, okay, fuck them. I'm gone.
Like look down like they're treating people there because they have enough people, you know, and they can just say, oh, you know, that's not okay, you know. But that's okay. I mean, I have to move on and let it go. I think it's just like it's hard for me, but I don't like this, you know. Should be. But they'll get back what they
No,
put
I
out.
Understand. I understand, but.
Not my
Why I'm
not
saying
my
is because if you keep at it, the situation could turn ugly for you. Well, they'll turn it back on you and say harassment from this client or customer, blah, 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 blah. That's why I'm telling you, too, to let it go. There's a dark side there, and I don't want you to go there. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Lisa. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Don't let me look off that pedestal. I'm looking up at you, all right?
Okay, I'm going to let it go. Thank you.
I love you, Lisa. Okay.
All right.
Thank
love
you.
You too.
Have a wonderful week. All right, babe. Okay. Oh, I know what I was going to do. I need to check with the chat room. Who's in the chat room? Highlands Cat. Captain Morgan, thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. I just came in and say welcome, Kath. Welcome, guest 411, and welcome, guest 421 to the show. Glad you're here. Thank you. Captain Morgan. I couldn't think of that. Jeez. Okay. All right. Next call is 770. Welcome to the show, and how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi. How are you doing?
Terrific. Who's this?
My name is Tamika. I wanted to ask a question. Yes. Mm-hmm. My question was actually about a guy that I've actually been, we've been going out for like about 2 years, and I'm just trying to see where is this going to end up, what is going to happen between us.
Are you going to get married or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, just
okay. What's his first
time.
Name, Tamika? Okay,
his first name
what's his
Adrian.
Name,
Tamika? Adrian.
Okay. That's all I need. Don't tell me. I don't want people to know who he is. Yeah, Adrian's fine. I don't ask for a last name. Okay, to begin, Adrian. Well, he loves you. What's the problem? Wait, let me go back. That was the first thing. The angel showed me right away, like, just like a clap. You two were close, you know, like he loves her. Well, let's see what he up to. Let me ask about him. Is he going? Where's the wedding rings? Where's the stuff at? Okay. What you doing, Adrian? He loves your relationship the way it is, but you know what? He would marry you. He likes the way the relationship is right now. You know what? You guys are Oprah and Stedman. You could be together for years and never get married. You know, Oprah said they might as well. They've been together. I mean, what? Oprah and Stedman been together 25 years? Shit, they married as far as everybody's concerned. You know?
True.
That long. Well, that's how I see you and Adrian. You're like Oprah and he's Stedman. He ain't going nowhere. You two will be together forever now. But if you want to get married, yes, mm-hmm. This man will marry you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys are good. Yeah, you guys are good. I mean, the angels and the guys is just like clapping hands. You guys are good. Are you ready to get married? Is that it? It's time
I am. I'm really
ready
for us to
close the deal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Really ready for us to just like move to just scale. Like really.
Yeah.
So.
Well, have that conversation. Have that conversation because he might surprise you.
He might surprise you.
You know, you'd be like, well, why'd you say something a long time ago? We've been together for 2 years. What took you so
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I know, but that's okay. That's okay. Listen, sometimes friendships are the most beautiful thing that ends up being a marriage, you know?
Okay.
Yep. So, but yeah, have that conversation with him, you know. Don't you think we should kind of maybe put a ring on it?
I agree, yes. All right, well, that's what I needed to know. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for calling, and you have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty, next call, area code 631. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Thank you, Lennis. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
Hey, good. So I called you before.
All right, me too.
Good.
Okay.
Edison, I called you before about him. Now, I know, like, you know how, like, when you want to be with someone, but you cannot. And it's not because, you know, anything that you do, is they have a lot of growing to do. So I guess I have, like, a two-part question. You know, because we had a conversation last night. Do you see that he has learned his lesson?
Nicole, what's your first name again? I'm
Edison.
Sorry, I forgot it. I'm
Edison.
Sorry?
Edison.
Edison, that's it. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, that's
okay,
my son.
Listen. Huh?
Yeah, that's our
What'd
son.
What'd you say, Nicole? Oh,
our
okay.
son. That's our son you hear, yeah.
Okay. Well, they're telling me if you want to settle down, he would settle down. Let me see. What is he up to? I don't understand. Ooh, nice. See, champagne flowing. Has he talked to you about you two getting married, Nicole?
Yeah, he does all the time. The thing is, you know, because we've been there before, and he just, you know, he had a lot of growing to do as far as, you know, with other women and finding himself and, you know, just being, because, you know, he was, like, raised by the streets type person. So it was just, like, unacceptable, the stuff that he was doing. I just, you know, deserved better, so...
Oh, yeah.
I have to leave him. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I see that. I see champagne flowing at a wedding. So, well, I can understand the maturity. You know, I said that earlier on another call, young lady. I said her and her boyfriend, they, you know, they both need to grow up a little
bit
more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I agree with you that you're correct. Edison... Yeah, he's had a few issues. But you know what? I think you've been the most patient with him and tried to understand and to teach him.
Yeah.
You know if I didn't say it before, you know, you're the teacher for him. You're his teacher.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, Linda, it's like the thing with that is also know that at the same time, I deserve to, you know, have somebody that's ready. So that's like my dilemma, you know, because I want to be with him, but at the same time, I don't deserve to, you know, be – You know, I understand being patient, and, you know, there's a extent to that. But also, you know, when is enough to, you know, say that, okay, I shouldn't be dealing with that from him so more. Yeah. So I was just wondering if that part was over for the most part to where we can actually, you know, be, you know, productive together and not so toxic the way it was before.
Well, you're right. From the person that raised him, you're right. That, oof, my God, I can see that darkness. What can you do, though? When you're a kid growing up, you can only go by what people show you, even if it's
Absolutely.
Bad.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm so understanding and so empathetic to him, but I don't want to be an enabler either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so hard.
No, ma'am. There's a couple of things about him he still needs to grow up about. And I think one of them is to forgive himself and accept himself, who he is.
Yes. Linus, I told
Be
you
happy
that last
with
night.
Who
I said,
he is as Edison.
Yes.
And, you know, and forgive himself. Listen, we all have done stuff in our lives. I don't think there's a person on this earth ain't got a closet that ain't rattling a little bit. You know what I mean? With a skeleton here or there. Because there's stories that we don't even talk about. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he's
if
a good
I
guy,
choose to like you know stay separated, if I choose to stay separated, I know I'm going to meet someone new. Do you see him causing problems with that? If he's still not ready to let us go,
because
I'm leaning more on the side that you know we just can't be together. That's what I'm really leaning on for the most part.
Well, God. Yeah, I know you're so right. I just...
it's hard, yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. I understand that when you say, how long are you supposed to have patience? You know, we live for today, now, at this moment in time. Well, if you're separated, that's good. That's good. If you get with somebody else, there's going to be a little bit of jealousy from his side. I don't think he's going to get ignorant, but, you know, there's going to be some jealousy there. Yeah, Nicole, this is just my suggestion. You know, you're good. As Cedric say, I'm a grown man. You're a grown woman. So this is just a suggestion.
Yeah.
But what I would do is say, look, got this relationship and the child, blah, blah, blah. I need to know where your head really is because my life has got to go on. I got to know that I have a future for myself and these children, right?
Right.
If you're not there yet, we're just going to be separated. And, you know, if it works out in the future that we can get back together and make it work as one, beautiful. You know, I want you to compromise but also be honest. You know, but you're not saying like, look,
right.
I can't deal with your shit no more. You got to go.
Right.
You got to go.
Right.
I don't want
you
to
do that. Yeah, that's why we separated now. I got to that point, Lettuce. I got to, and I literally packed up and drove from Florida to New York in a day, and I left with my young son at the time because, yeah, it was just too much. And,
yeah. You
know, I'm definitely, I learned my lesson from the situation. I definitely did. And I don't want my angels and everybody in the spiritual world that's rooting for me to be like, girl, I thought you read your lesson.
Because your grandmother's right there with you now. I can see her.
Your
grandmother's there with you now. I think she's your son's guardian angel. Not, she helps you, but she's your son's guardian angel, is your grandmother. Yep.
Okay.
So stick to what you know. Stick to what
I'm
you know.
Right.
You're doing good. The angels haven't said any different. So, stay separated. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you so much, Lennis. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Honey, well, the angels saw the same thing you did. They agree with you, too, you know.
Okay.
That's what I was saying, in agreement.
Right.
It's like, you know, you don't want to, but it's the truth. It's, you know, it's time.
It's hard.
You're right.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's time.
Gotta be
okay.
All right, thank
you. Amen. Well, give that little man a hug and a kiss for me. And thanks for calling, Nicole. And I'll be praying for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Love you, babe.
Love you too, babe.
Okay, bye bye. All right, next call. Try and get in two more calls. Area code 978. You're on the air with Lennis.
Hey, Lennis. It's Kathleen /
Hey,
I love your
Kathleen,
post,
my girl, what's going on?
Me.
Well,
I always say that you crack me the hell up when you post the things you post. They're too good.
No, Kathleen, you know I'm a nut.
And then I end up stealing them from you, but we don't have the same Facebook friends, though.
No, that's fine. Anybody's welcome to them. You know
that's
I don't care.
That's a compliment to you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
It's like when you imitate someone, they say imitation is the best form of complimenting someone.
Compliments,
or whatever.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I have a question, and I know my ex-husband, we divorced in 97, we were married 15 years. Has AFib. Okay. And I have been told by many a psychic of his passing. What do you see coming up in November?
Ooh, okay.
Of this year.
Right. No, I'm writing it down and asking for you. There are tears shedding in the church.
For me?
I'm in the church. No. Not for you. No.
No, not that I'm going to die, but am I shedding tears?
Yes. Momentarily. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say momentarily. Because he's the father of your children.
Yep.
So momentarily is like, yes, you know, sorry that he died, you know, his father of the kids. But on and on and on, no, because it's too much between you. So you're not going to go on and on and go into some bereavement issue thing or a court. No, you're not going to do that. But, yeah, in November, yeah.
And is
the door is closing.
Prior? What, honey?
I said the door is closing. I see it. But I'm in church. Mm. That's why I said tears are shedding. But I'm in church. But after it's all said and done, when the doors
never,
are closed, that's it.
He was never religious. I was Catholic. He was Protestant. The only time he walked into a church, is we got married in my church, and my son was, my sons were baptized, but it was always a Catholic church, not the Protestant church. Do you see both my boys being very, very upset? It's Ryan
no, not
and Gregory.
Very. I know. No, not very. Not very. But they, of course, they're going to be upset because their dad, you know. No, not very. One of them will, one of your sons is going to miss him because he won't see the granddaughter. You have a granddaughter?
You know, it's, no. I have
it's like he's
one.
Gonna, he's worried that he's going to miss seeing her grow up. Well, this little
no,
girl is
he has
coming.
A grand,
not,
we have a grandson, and that's it.
No, there's a girl coming. I can see it. Well,
is
whenever
that
she
with
comes,
Gregory?
One of your sons is just, he's going to feel bad that he'll, that, you know, he's never going to see this young lady grow up, see this daughter, his daughter grow up. But, yeah, there's a girl coming. There's a little girl coming. She is, in fact, I'm going to put it to you like this. If she's not 3 years old right now, then she's going to
no.
be born next year. She's either, well, maybe your sons don't know. Maybe they don't know that they got a girl pregnant. But she's
well,
either 3 years old or she's going to be born next year.
Okay, one is married, and his wife's 10 years older, and they're in, she's in her 40s. She doesn't want any more. But the other one is living with his girlfriend, Gregory, and I didn't know if that
that's
was
it.
The one.
Stop, stop. That's it, right there. When you said Gregory, I saw the little girl. He's the one that's having
oh,
the
wow.
daughter.
Oh, wow. Will they be married first?
Before the baby comes. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, angels. I'm laughing, too. Yeah, they'll be married before the baby comes. She might be poking out, but they'll be married before she goes.
Oh,
to the
okay. Okay. And then this is all tied in together. When would I collect widow's pension, because I'm entitled to it, because I was married 15 years and Social Security told me
oh, yeah.
I would be.
Not that long. Just, you know, once it, you know, you need to take a copy of the death certificate. You don't have to even wait after the funeral. Go that Monday and to Social Security and take the death certificate
why?
With you.
Is he going to die on
a Friday?
And tell
them that you want to start your benefits. Well, you know,
you're,
come on. Kathleen,
is this?
You've been divorced for years, so come on. Get your money, girl.
I know. Is this going to happen before Thanksgiving?
No.
It's still going to be in November, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
After.
After?
Or maybe the week of. Either the week of or after.
Okay, is it going to be sudden?
Mm-hmm.
He's a jock and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Well, my two sisters, and I'll let you go, because this is a big deal for me. I miss my sisters, especially one. The other, they haven't talked to me in years. The oldest is a pain in my ass, and she's nothing but a drunk. But my sister, Betty, I would so love to reconnect with her and my niece. Is that going to bring us together again or not?
Write your sister
a letter.
I mean,
I don't even know if they go.
No, before all this happens, write your sister, Betty, a letter, and she's going to call you.
I was
put your phone number in the letter.
Doing that.
Yes, put your phone number in the letter, and she will call you.
Will we make amends? I've been
yes.
thinking of this.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Write her a letter and put the phone number and she'll call you. Yes, you two will be back. You'll be back okay. You may not be
as
tight as you were when you were real young, but you're two grown women now, and you're going to enjoy each other now as sisters, which should have happened before, but now you two will enjoy. You two are going to gang up on the one you don't like. Let me stop.
Well, you know what? She's a little shit. The thing is, I told them both I was molested by one of my brothers, and that's when they stopped talking to me. They didn't want to believe it. And so I'm the outcast now, and my brother's deceased now, and I don't know why they don't believe me, because everything was there, the characteristics of him. You know, the way he had to go to nude beaches and this and that, and, you know, all the signs were there.
Well, I think she'll understand now. When you write her a letter, you know, let her know how hurt you felt. You know, you felt like maybe they didn't understand you, what you were feeling or going through. When you let them know. So, you know, just put that in a letter. Don't blame. Don't curse.
No, right.
Don't put any blame out there. Just say, you know, maybe you didn't understand how I felt, and so, you know, you took this position. But it hurt me because I love you. You're my sister, and I want my sister back in my life.
I've told you over the phone before that I love her.
Okay, but when you write it, that gives her a chance to
keep going.
Okay, but once you write this letter this time, she's going to go back and reread it. That's why I told you she's going to call you. She's not going to just open that envelope and read the letter. She's going to go back and read it and read it, because now she's feeling and understanding you.
Oh, I'm so happy. Do you think she'd call me before Christmas so we could reunite or have a cup of coffee?
Oh, heck, get the letter to her. You know, once you get the letter to her, she's going to call you in a few days after that. Might take one week.
Good.
I'll say 1 week after she gets that letter, she's going to call you. And you two can go
so
through
happy.
Your little boo-hoo crying over the phone or whatever, and then meet. Uh-oh, they're telling me I got 90 seconds. And then meet up.
I'm sorry,
you know?
I just love her so much. And the other one can go take a flying shit for herself, Rosemary.
I gotta go, Kathleen. I love you too, and thanks for calling. You know, it's always a treat to hear from you, woman. I'm glad you called.
Same here.
And I'm still praying for your health. Okay.
Oh, you're
right.
Yes. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, honey. Bye bye. And I want to thank callers 267 and 404 that I didn't get to you. And all the people that were in the chat room, I'm sorry there wasn't anybody in there tonight, but I'll make sure to get somebody in there tomorrow night's show at 6 o'clock to help you all in the chat room. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me today on the show. And I'll be back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, okay? So 267-404, call back tomorrow night. Thank you, and I love you, everybody.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find.